The why and your girl is silent, bro.
Sensational.
Oh my god.
It's truly a group assignment because you're the only one who's putting in efforts.
Oi!
Sensational.
One chick simp is another chick's hero.
Shane Warne has died at the age of such and such.
Hey bro, he was bowling those balls.
You were.
Yeah!
He was throwing those balls at her, bro.
Sensational.
He was literally bowled out.
Sensational.
Man was bowled out.
But for once, I love it. Nah, I'm sorry. For once, white people get to see exactly how they treat everyone else in the fucking world. For once, y'all get to see the monster that y'all are.
Yes, sir! This nigga's spitting.
Damn, nigga!
Let me mansplain podcast.
Hello?
We made it in life, and we didn't want to do this podcast, but we thought we're not gonna leave the niggas out. We're not gonna leave the man them out. We spent 40 days, 40 nights in the desert. Now we're back, but to save your niggas' souls, because these niggas are sorry out here in the game, bitch. Niggas are sorry out here in the game. Once again, we back the world's most sensational podcast.
Sensational.
Yours truly, Bavaria in your area. Looking tougher than a bull terrier. You know, the bringer of jewels, dropper of gems. Let's get it. You heard.
Yo, man, this is Wesley Sniper shooting from a distance like Roberto Carlos.
Ayo, kaini lo bafowethu. Sengile yakabeli ngizala abantu abantu last like Roberto sake namngani. Let me mansplain lo. Sibuyile zinja.
We back, Buffett. Hey, we back. With my skin tan and my hair long, and my fans have been so patient. Me and 40 back to work. Smell like a vacation.
Man, fuck that shit. You know what we were talking about just now, niggas. Yes, you know the shit that we were just talking about. Nah, fuck that shit. Let's jump into it. The shit that we were talking about, listen, we were saying that our generation, meaning the 90s kids.
90s kids,
we
yeah.
prefer to perfect our arts in terms of
Yo, this is not some of dead. Yo,
Kevin.
I hear you.
Anyway, Jesus. Good dog. Okay. We were saying that back in the day, us 90s kids, we prefer to perfect our arts. We prefer to make sure that our performance is top grade. What we mean is that with women, when we have a woman come on for the first time, we don't just smash and then expect her to not come back. We expect her to ask, to beg.
Beg. Sensational.
Sensational.
She needs to say, I want to see you.
Mm.
I don't care even if in the group chats she says, oh no, this nigga wants to see me. I don't give two shits because I know she begged to come over.
Sensational.
And you know what I said when she asked to come over?
Sensational.
Yo.
You niggas know what I said?
Nah, for real. No, for real though. No. You gotta have a repeat performance.
Wait, let's hear what he said though. I'm still waiting. What did he say?
I actually forgot. Nah, I'm kidding. No, I said, if you want to.
Sensational.
Bro, and her hoes hate that, hey?
Like, I literally said, if you want to.
Come over if you want to. Like, do you want me there or nah? Come over if you want to.
My reply was literally, if you want to.
Yo, man.
The thing is, she wouldn't be talking about coming over or you or talking to you about this kind of situation if she didn't want to come over. This bitch knows what's I very very ho.
Yeah, but yeah, okay, sure, that's not about that. But us 90s kids, we love making sure that we get the re-up, we get a chance to play in the second leg. You can't just play in the first leg
and leave it hanging.
Bro, and leave it hanging like that. What
bro,
about the second leg? You can score even more goals, bro. You can perfect the tiki-taka, boy.
Oh.
Hey, tiki-taka, the foreplay, tiki-taka. Oh. You know, you move your thumb on the clip just like a tiki-taka. You know,
hey, we don't believe in tiki-taka. We believe in counter-attacking football. We ring the clip like a doorbell, my boy.
High press.
But no, bruv. But hey, bro. These 2000s.
But these 2Ks.
These 2Ks,
I kept saying, bro, this one 2K put it on me. And it just disappeared. Like, she ghosted me. 99. She would talk to me when she sees me. But just, nah.
It was just like that.
No text back. She was like, Done. These two kids don't give two shits
at all.
They want to ensure that they get the job done. Simple. That was my one experience. My second experience was that, okay, sure, once I realized I got ghosted the first time, the second time around when that came around, that's when she played by my role, or she played by my rules. Mm-hmm. And I ensured that, hey, you must beg for the re-up. Back then, I don't know any better. I won't even lie to you niggas.
The re-up was always available.
Oh, that buys?
Yeah, pretty much. I wasn't on that level yet, but I know. Once I got my game down, I made sure to play the second leg. When you play the second leg, it's number one, an ego boost.
Yeah, because if you deliver trash dick, she isn't coming back.
Exactly. She's you need to know that she told her chicks who would say, I'm going to go see this nigga again.
Hey, you know another one. When her friends, like I've gotten this one where her friend sent me a message like, hi, it's so-and-so's friend. I just wanted to have your number just in case. And I'm like,
And that's when you know.
No. I know you.
Bites the dust.
Hey, bro. And dude, that you know, it's the funniest thing. Before I understood what that was, I thought that was her just being cordial, just in case of emergencies, if her friend needs something and I need to come get my girl for something. Now she's the one making conversation out of the blue. It's, oh, hi, how was your day today? Are you busy with something on the table?
Mm. You know what the problem is? Your girlfriend is talking too much about the dick. Now they're trying to explore.
Now they all want to try it.
About Dora, they explore. Damn!
Hey, about... Bro, I'm a Dora the Explorer, boy. Ha, 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 ha. No, dude, and that's exactly what it is. And you know what's the problem? You know what's the problem, bro? Yeah. These huns have the same fucking thing that politicians do. They don't know how to eat with their mouth closed.
Yes, sir! This nigga's spitting.
Damn, nigga!
Bro. Bro. These ones should be moving like white people. We take the whole score, loot the whole fucking thing. Boom, done. These girls wanna go on Zondo Commission, say everything.
Bruh.
Everything.
But no, wait. Isn't that the whole point? Isn't that why we do it? I mean, there has to be a broadcast somehow, some way. I mean, I can't just be getting bitches just by getting bitches every day. I'm not stepping up to every hole that I, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you want to advertise, Bakshali, advertise.
Exactly. This is free advertisements. No.
He's extremely correct, bruh. You don't just get chicks just off your strength alone.
Mm.
You have to do networking. So, I'm telling you, your networking isn't through you. It's not through you. She will go, bruh. She basically pushes those pricks. She runs those pricks for you. She lets them birds fly. You know what I'm saying? She tested the product on all on her jaws. It was on her teeth.
I put it on.
The product.
On the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the teeth are a bit wild. Yeah, a little teeth. But the teeth are a bit wild, though.
Anyways, I target. But yeah. Bro, she tested the product.
That's actually sensational.
Dog. She tested the product, and then now she's going to go let everyone know what to say, bruh. I tried. Yeah, but staff.
Manje, bro. You know, the nigga's version of this is even worse, bro. Because the nigga, you know what the gents do that rubs me off in the game? Because niggas, they do theft. Niggas steal, right? Because it's the reverse for niggas. Niggas, bro, they will see a public asset and they want to make it private and they still think the public won't use it.
Kabang.
Wait, whoa.
Run it back. Niggas will take a public asset, make it private, and think they'll be the only one who uses. Oh, I not say cuff this one. All right, but this is our one. What you doing? She doesn't belong to you. Imagine taking a lamp off the street and think it's just gonna light your house only.
She belongs to the street.
Hi, bro. The street ones are for us. It's not yours. It's a group assignment. Go. The why in your girl is silence.
Bro.
Sensational.
It's truly a group assignment because you're the only one who's putting in efforts.
Oi! Sensational!
You're the only person putting in effort.
Hey, bro.
Hey, guys.
And we're all getting marks.
Hey, you shooting, eh? You shooting.
Yo, we're all getting the marks, bro. Yeah, bro. Lapo, we've not been to one group meeting. We've not been to one group meeting. No, nothing.
Bro. My thing is, how do we end up? Why do niggas end up talking about like their sex? How does that end up happening?
Nah, that one. Okay, that one.
Sex.
Heavy sex. No, I think, like, bro, if something, like, I don't think niggas just talk about. Okay, let me preface. I don't think real niggas.
Thank you.
Any type of crumbs of pussy that a normal dude gets, he's gonna feel some type of way about it, and he feels like he needs to tell the man then. But I feel like most dudes, you only talk about it if it's something out of the ordinary, like. This chick did some things I've never seen before, bro.
For me, I never talk about her. I never want to.
No. You don't mention names. You're like, hey, bro, calling Ghana ain't Genzu 1 or 2 or 3. There's this girl that did this, and that's it. I keep girls' name out my mouth.
Never. Ooh.
But you know what I do?
What?
I actually talk more about the unsuccessful ones. I don't say about my successful ones. If you guys notice, whenever I say, hey, I saw the chick, but then I couldn't. How many times have I said that?
Right. That's
I always talk about that's my unsuccessful ones. Real. I never say, I only say my successful ones months later, be like, you know, I've been talking to, or I've been, you know what I'm saying? And then X, Y, Z happened.
You're on a jinx.
It's not even about jinx. I don't care about jinx.
He's not insecure.
Thank you. Sensational.
The man, them always want to talk about the wins and never the losses. As if the losses don't exist.
Exactly.
Niggas. Can we actually talk about some?
Hold on, bro. Speaking about insecurity.
Yeah.
Right. I saw this tweet. shit. Bro, I saw this tweet that said, "Men that can stomach whole stories are husband material."
Itilabo.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Hi.
Itilabo.
Hey, bro. What? You?
What? Wait.
Nah. Can I tell you a little something about pimping? Okay, let me. Well, pimping. Okay, yeah, you're right. Not my wife. I can't pimp my wife, but I know some niggas who do.
But I ever let that.
There's some niggas out here who are about the guap, the cash money.
Sure, I'm sure that wife you don't care about. Like for example, on Twitter, there's this hun who's doing an OnlyFans thing, and now her and a nigga are doing an OnlyFans thing, and then the one scene he did a threesome with two gal, and the other scene. She recommended they do a threesome with two niggas. That's a trend.
Ah, but she the shit though.
No. I don't. Mina. That's a switched on girl. Like she's so switched on, and she understands business ngendlela. But could that be your thing?
My nigga, if pimping is the ideal, you guys don't understand.
No. Stop talking about pimping. We're saying. Forget pimping. I'm talking about your chick, the chick that you want. She comes and tells you, hey, I did A, no, B, no, C. I did a four-way. Okay, I did a whole train A, B. Do you want to know those details? Those are whole stories. And it's not even that. It's I went out and fucked in a club. Bro, I've actually sat down and listened to whole stories before. And then I realized, hey, I'm the simp in this bitch right here. Because why am I hearing all of this and still deciding to stay with you and thinking that you're going to be sane when you're with me? Thinking that somehow you're gonna change.
Bro, you see that one. That's why I said on that bit about trying to make public property private. That's a public property, bro. Why are you going to a public hospital trying to make it a private hospital?
Bro, she's showing you her government barcode.
Sensational.
She's showing you her government barcode, and you still want to wipe that shit.
Bro, you want to take it in to be a private asset? No, man. That's and you think the public still won't use it? That's the funniest thing. At least if you're gonna do like a polyamorous job.
If you're pimping, that's why I'm scared. Polyamorous, that's pimping straight up, because them niggas is pimping.
Thing and she's doing her thing, you doing your thing. I hear that, but if you think this is gonna be.
If you're on some Jaden Will shit, yeah, then it's okay.
But Jaden Will shit is not okay, bro.
On the side of pimping, if you can stomach whole stories, then you have to use it to your advantage. You can't just sit and still stay in the same position when you hear these whole stories. You have to use it to your advantage. Like, oh, okay, sure, AP. Or maybe you're just going to say, I'm just trying to smash and not trying to
When is that? No one cares. Well, at least I don't care. I know a lot of niggas be catching feelings of good pussy, bro. Niggas are catching feelings.
All of us, bro. All of us have at least once.
No, multiple times, bro. Multiple times. I'm going to keep it a buck 50. When I needed to get wet behind the ears as a younger now, multiple times, bro. But now we've been around the ring. We've seen it, bro. We've seen it. We've been to the Champions League finals and had Jumper do a comeback on us. And then we come back and win the next year. We've seen it.
But I actually want to ask you guys something.
Yo.
What is... What is your guys' villain origin story?
Oh, shit.
As in, like, the day I became the toxic ass nigga that I am today.
The day you became sensational.
Sensational. Bro, there's two. I'll keep it nice and quick. The first one, it's a high school one where you're doing the same thing for a ting. You know, those Valentine's roses, bro. Those Valentine's roses, teddy bear, what. Nigga even took a couple hours off of school to go to the chick school and deliver them handmade. Only to find her there with other niggas, bro. And then, you see, you know, that's the psychology of a simp. You see the red flags, but you still keep pushing. Like, it was nothing. It was nothing. And then, bro, I remember, I must have been grade 9 something. The girl went to a magic dance with the other niggas. Like, no, I'll talk to you, whatever. He's just a friend. Umuntu fetu. And it's still mixed days. Umuntu wasn't online until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon the next day on the Saturday. Ha! Only to hear on Monday that boy, they beat the brakes off of it. The brakes were taken off, boy. It was like a strip GTI, my boy. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Kane, what's your villain origin story?
This is the day I forgot and like never ever. Like, I never cared about pussy ever again after this shit. Like, it just became a thing to me. Uh-huh. Where's Nose? We're in high school. No, we're in high school. Hey! We're in high school.
Cups and the Rose, kinda.
Explain Cups and Rose.
2011.
Oh! Oh, yeah, I definitely did that shit. Yeah. Well, the roses part as well. The same shit you did as well. The roses did that too.
Bro.
So but here's what changed me. I didn't know that I was gunning for a chick that another nigga or an older nigga was gunning for. So this whole situation went from simping to slightly just.
Mind you, that nigga was my sister's male bestie.
I really didn't know that.
120% true. He even walked her home once. Wait, hold on. And she didn't even try to hide it.
God, this was my compensation. I should have pressed on. I literally thought this nigga.
You know what? We have to be honest, bro. One chick simp is another chick's hero. Bro,
sensational.
Bro, that's actually the right sound effect.
That's the right one.
Why? Because bro, sad. Cause bro, like,
as a bitch.
Because bro, at high school times, bro, it doesn't take much to be seen as a chick's here and now. Like, you can be at 20 something, bro. If you pick up a chick that's like first year, fresh out of high school, like that's 19, 20 there. It doesn't take much for her to look at you like, oh my god.
Bro,
you walking on water, kind of.
Why didn't you say? Wait, hold up. I got beef with Wes though. Why didn't you say this shit like back in the day, bro? Cause it would have itched my game out.
Peter, here's the thing. With you, like we keep saying, with us, we never tell each other when we're inside the thing. We only tell each other after it happened.
Yeah, it's always.
So I only saw for myself. Would say, what's going on here after everything happened and you guys hashed it out and you guys were friends? I'm like, why is this nigga friends with this nigga? Then I found out.
I wasn't even friends with the nigga. I just gave up after a while. I was just like, okay, so this bitch likes you. And I was like, alright, cool, whatever. I'm just gonna let it go. And that's the day I started pimping. Ever since then, I just started pimping. I ain't never looked back, son. It's been pimping. You?
Hey, pimping you.
Easy.
You. Yo, how many? Which one?
Chocolate? Oh, how I'm many?
No, I'm kidding.
How many sacrifices?
Bro, so many sacrifices. No. I think my villain origin story came in 2017, but I pimped my way out of the situation, but it still fucked me up. This chick was a Chakrahan, younger than me. Bavaria Nozo.
Oh, yeah.
Did a whole number on me. She had a whole nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I'm here trying to sim for her and all that shit. But then at the end of the day, I had to pimp, but then there was a good 3-month span where I was just simping over her.
And you know what's weird about that one, bro? You didn't really have to simp. Like, you were fine. You were solid. You just did some extracurricular simping there for no reason, bro.
That's facts. Because I just want... Yeah, well, that was my year of being a fuck nigga. That wasn't even my peak. My peak was 2019, but that's another story.
That's what I want to get to. What is the peak of your villainy when you realize, no, I need to calm down now?
Satan.
2020.
Brad, give me 2020. What
Lockdown Bay. That's what I call her. Everyone had a chick, bro, like Don Toliver said, I'm by myself and I'm on lockdown. He's singing about a chick and he's by himself and he's saying, I had a chick over, bro. I had a chick over during lockdown when everyone else was dying, salt was building up. You know what I'm saying? Niggas could not release no motherfucking salt. I had a chick and she was like, literally we got along like a house on fire. Literally how we met was.
I got along like a house on fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a real saying?
Yes. Like a house on fire.
Like it's a
it was
thing
instance.
No, because a house on fire is a bad thing. I
but
guess.
It happened instantly.
Oh, right. Niggas use words they don't really know.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Uncle Ruckus.
They talk. Anyway, continue.
But yeah, so basically, to make a long story short, we vibed on everything. Music, everything. She was like that level until she came and said, she's getting married.
What?
Hey! Hey! Whoa! What?
What? Hey, bro. Lockdown Bay.
This is new, bro. Why? Why do you keep these things to yourself? No. Well, hold on. I told Kane, I was like, listen, bro. Remember, I said to Kane, I was like, listen, bro. I don't tell niggas anything. Like, that's what we said. We never tell each other shit while we're inside. But that was the first time ever. I said to Kane, I'm like, bro, I can even pull it up and go back to the date. And say, I said to him, bro, this chick said A, B, and C. What should I do? He's like, dog. He literally sent me a VN saying, niggas have died for this type of shit. Jump ship. That's when I left. After that, she turned my life upside down.
Oh, that's what she started stalking you and doing all types of weird shit. Cryptic tweeting you, subtweeting you.
Flipping my whole life upside down.
Married women, bro. Married women.
No, she's not married. The guy just tried to propose.
Oh.
So he failed at simping.
Wow.
Pretty much. Like, I basically blocked the move.
Oh shit, you were Chelsea.
He left. Oh my gosh, he was Chelsea. Because he left. But he still fucked the whole thing up. Like, how, bro? How? How?
They blocked your assets, bro.
I'm very Putin again, man. Okay.
Bro, you're gonna get us cancelled. We're supposed to stand with Ukraine even though we're sitting down.
I fucked that. I'm with Russia.
Sorry. Yeah, when I have a daughter, I'm gonna name her Noma Rashia.
Thank you.
Yes. But my one is very simple. The peak of my sensationalism is some shit that could have got me killed. But I basically did you up, pull up, come over at 11 to a married hun.
Y'all niggas gonna die.
And she actually pulled up and it was sensational. And the thing that fucking made me scared, bro, was that the nigga kept ringing a phone.
Why?
2, 3, 4 times, and then I got to a point where I'm like hitting back shots, and I realized, see, fuck this, man. I've opened the phone, Zakali Zing. I put the phone down, pulled the hair back. She saw that for a second. She's like, oh my gosh, you're such a fucking dirty thing. I'm like, are you a fucking dirty thing? Ba 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 ba. We won't say what it was.
Dirty talk.
Dirty talk.
Bruh, and you know, I shoved the face in the pillow. Wapela lapo, and afterwards, her mind came back to her and she was like, what am I going to do? And I'm thinking to myself, why are you making it my problem? And I say it out loud. And then after she left, I sat there and I thought to myself, Muti, why am I this person, Buffett? My parents didn't raise me like this. Why am I this person? Why am I this demon?
Why are you this demon?
Why am I this demon, bro? And then that was the peak of it. By then, I needed to get baptized, bro.
I need to come back.
Yeah, that was too sensational.
Y'all niggas made me feel like... Like, my demon time ain't even that scary. Oh, okay. When did I know I was a villain?
No. This is now your sensational.
Oh. Like, top notch sensational.
That's when, like, you're at the peak of it. Like, you're next to Idi Amin and motherfucking Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein.
I've told Wes this story. He knows this one. Where it was... So I had just smashed one hand the week before. And that happened, like, three times, you know?
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend, right, had left like a month before, right? So I thought this was over. Because when I don't see a bitch, it's over. You know what I'm saying? That's my makeup in my mind. It's okay, this bitch is gone, so I got to replace the bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then when she left, I got a new bitch. And then she came back at the same time while I was... And then my homies... Okay, so my homies fucked this up for me. Because they invited this bitch that I had just met to the party that I just I was going to go to with my other bitch. Uh-huh. When I get there, I'm thinking... You know how you're panicking as a man because you get there, you open the door, you're like, oh, my other bitch is in there. Fuck. Let me stop. Let me explain to my other bitch. Yo, listen. The girl who's in there right now, she ain't shit. You the one. You the queen. You the queen. You the one. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what the fuck she do. You my one. You the one.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
That's
I
what
come
I did.
Home to you.
You know what I'm saying? I did the whole talk, bro. We opened the door. Went back into the party. She was cool. She was top-notch. Up until the point at one point in the party, right? I'm sitting down. Both of these honeys are talking. And, like, bro, I look like a child. Have you ever seen a child looking up at his parents arguing? Like, but they're not arguing. They're talking and they're having a nice conversation.
And you waiting for the pin to drop. You're like, fuck, okay, how do I do this?
Bro, they say shit to me, too. But this is when I recognized with Yazin my villainy, because every one of them niggas in the fucking party were all like, mm-hmm. They were all looking at me like, mm-hmm, son. Ah, we see you, son. We see you, speech, that you killing him, son.
Sensational.
Sensational.
But that's when I knew my villainy was up. Superpowers.
I really thought you were going to be nuking people, because as a dark-skinned nigga, I'm waiting for some real... Like, you, I was waiting for both you niggas to come with some fucking things that were going to leave me.
No. My only thing was intercepting a marriage. That's all I did, bro. Mm. I was Kante. I always intercepted everything.
No, I really intercepted that marriage, bro. I intercepted that thing, bro.
No, you didn't intercept it. You ended it.
I didn't end it. They're still together.
They're still together?
I think. Yeah, I don't know what happened, bro. Like, after that, you don't talk to someone after that. Because, like, at that peak, bro, not only am I sensational outside, I'm sensational within. I didn't take any... Listen to where I'm coming from. I'm not sensational without, I'm also sensational within. Because when you're sensational without, it's you doing the shit. When you're sensational within, you even make the excuses for yourself. It's like, okay, it was your fault. I didn't do anything.
You're
definitely
though.
Sensational within.
I was sensational within, so I didn't introspect. But now when I deep it, that was a madness. Because, like... At that time, I didn't clock how fucking dangerous it is to mess with married women, bro. That's some dangerous shit.
Nah, bro, you were the Champions League, basically. She constantly played home games in her league and the Bundesliga, and then whenever she wants to go to you, she wins to the Champions League.
I'm sorry.
Bro, because everyone watches, like, it's where you perform the best. That's where you do your top notch. That's where you learn new things. You become a better player. Then go back and do it at home.
And bro, you know what I've noticed? The one thing I really don't like about cheating women, bro. Cheating women will talk so much shit about a main nigga to you. Like, I didn't ask for this information. I didn't ask about how bad your nigga is in bed. I didn't ask about how your nigga can't do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. There's no reason for that. And then we always act, we're the only ones sensational. Hey, those people are sensational. Outside and inside.
Nah. But bro, Elsie... Did you guys hear about... speaking about sensationalism, did you guys hear about Shane Warne? Rest in peace.
Rest in peace with Buddha.
Bro, like, this nigga was like, okay, growing up in primary, like, I always heard Uti Shane Warne, that dude from Australia, that top-notch cricket guy, blah, 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 all that shit. I was like, oh, damn. Okay, shit. This nigga died. All right. What happened? No one said anything. No one said the cause. Like, oh, no, Shane Warne has died at the age of such and such. All right. All of a sudden, screenshots, videos, fucking... I saw the screenshots only from the videos. This nigga died with three women in bed.
Four.
There's four women in bed. Oh, yeah, it was four women.
Hey, bro, he was bowling those balls.
He went, yeah!
he was throwing those balls at him, bro. Spinning.
Sensational.
Bruh, he had his wickets all the way up until he went out, bro.
Sensational.
The whole time.
Until he went, he was bowled out. He was literally bowled out.
Sensational.
Man was bowled out.
The whole time.
His wickets was up and eventually, quang!
He was collecting those runs, boy.
Hey, bro, he was running six. He was six, sixes the whole time. Sixes,
six,
fours.
Six. God.
Until they hit the wickets. Quang! TKO.
So they didn't... So really, was it just the adrenaline from six?
It's probably coke. I just coked it.
Nah, it has to be.
It was coke there.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, and we don't mean coke like that. We mean like Coca-Cola.
Diet Coke. Pusha T's Diet Coke.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're pushing for a sponsorship here.
Pushing
nothing,
P.
Nothing that... Oh, All opinions expressed on this podcast are not indicative of the podcast stance. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, that man died. You see, he died like a great white hero. Every white man wants to die like that.
Every man, bro. I want to die like Nkihli Zamagwebe between a pair of tits or five pair of tits. Out.
For me personally, I feel like the way I want to roll out, I just want to like die in bed, like in my sleep, just
Brand, right? Not the safe one. We're talking about like the dream. We're not talking about the actual one. Ones. The most sensational way you could ever die. Not the realistic one. The realistic one is surrounded by family and da 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 da. What's
no, I don't want to be surrounded by family. I just want to like not wake up and then someone comes and like,
alright, okay. That's but I'm talking about the most sensational, like when you go out, like you. Like most niggas, it's either after a bender, debauchery, whatever, or it has something to do with swords and war.
No. I don't want to be trapping when I die, but I want it to be like heroic a little bit, a little dramatic, like I'm defending my crib.
Oh.
Like you know, world. You know what I'm saying? World War III. You know, I just stand at the top of my house like Sylvester Stallone.
Even niggas have niggas have literally their hair. Shit.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
My English data bundles, bro. I finished straight
depleted.
Up, bro. Depleted like a motherfucker. But I'm not even gonna try to finish that sentence. Let's leave it there, bro. Let's get on to the next sensational topic.
Bro, Imagi, I saw something. I think it was a tweet or something. Someone said, do men miss women when they're with their homies?
No. At all. Especially if I'm having fun.
Bro, the thing is, we're with our homies to get away from you.
Thank you.
The fuck we gonna miss you for?
Oh.
Bro, the only time you'll ever even remotely miss your chick is if you guys are talking about sex or something. You're she put it on me like this. You'll be like, I won't miss her, but then I'll think I would say, oh, snap. She did that thing, but I wouldn't want to be like, hey, you know what? Deuce, guys, let me go. Nah. I wouldn't even leave, bro.
I'll wait till I'm drunk.
Can you really get drunk?
I actually want to think about this. Do you miss your
chick when you're with your homies? You sound like you do. The fact that you're thinking this hard about it means that you do.
I want to be a contrarian. I want to expand the inner workings of my mind on this question. More often than not, yeah, you're right, though. Like, you are with your girl and you go out with the homies to get some fresh air, do something different. So more times you won't. But like, if you had to stay with your homies like permanently for some time,
no, you can never be around the homies.
Like you're recording, like you're recording with us right now.
Okay,
you're with the homies.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm not.
Would you ever miss her when you're recording?
No.
Would you ever miss her when you chilling and drinking with your homies?
No.
Would you ever miss her when you guys are eating full chicken and my fried?
No. I
get.
Yeah.
No. Hey, the way you came to kind of.
Sensational.
This man has inner trauma, bro. This man has too much inner trauma, bro. Bang, boy. The way he said that, bro. And you know another thing that has inner trauma in it? Roses has inner trauma for niggas. I don't know why women want niggas to buy roses. Roses for most men, bro, it's a sign of trauma. How many men have bought roses and caught her in the door with another nigga with roses in hand, bro? You see in the movie.
Now you just replaying your childhood memories.
Therapy session. Bro. Tell me what's wrong.
Yeah, Venda.
But not in Limpopo though. I'm gonna give it to him.
That was dope.
Oh shit, dog. But yeah, man. Speaking of vendoring, bro, and being a vendor, bro. Hey, Russian vendors, bro, they're not having it easy, bro. Russian businessmen, bro. The game is cold.
Imagi, where the fuck did all of this shit come from? Like, let's just start from like the war.
Stop it, break.
Okay. My bad. Okay. But yeah, war, the war.
Yeah.
The is there even a war going on?
I don't know. Okay, wait, before we even start, we're putting on the tinfoil hat. Tinfoil hats is on now, bro. Cause I don't want the smoke. Yes, this is a conspiracy. Now we can continue.
Is there even a war going on, number one?
I don't know, bro.
Bro, we keep hearing, okay, they're doing this, they're doing that. We're actually watching this via tweets, via Facebook, via the news.
Activism, bro. We're watching it for activism. Activism. There's so much activism on this bullshit. This is, to me, it's in the same WhatsApp group as that Black Lives Matter bullshit, bro, that the football has been doing, bro. That thing of standing on your... Oh, kneeling. Do you stand on your knees or kneel on your knees?
Caracas!
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
My G, that's the third time today, bro.
Alright, bro, I'm running low, dog. Yeah, I'm on the squelette. Yeah, squelette is a bad hands, bro. I took an airtime transfer, airtime advance. I'm on the squelette low.
Can't buy more bundles.
Yo, dog, I'm hot. But yeah, that thing, it's just such an empty virtual signal showing for all this bullshit. Because, bro, even if we look at where this comes from with NATO, bro. Basically, NATO said when they disbanded USSR in the 60s, they were like, no. NATO is not going to come anywhere
near. Yeah, yes.
Yes. And then it was like, right, no nuclear warfare for anyone. We're not going to be there. We're exiting out of Cuba.
And then what do they do?
I get. Then you see the niggas backing him behind closed doors. Like, I do it.
Machi, they went ahead, you know, Poland, all these countries that are Ireland, Finland, all these countries are near Russia or they're nearby.
It's more like the what used to be like the satellite states of USSR. So it's Latvia and... Exactly. Ukraine, I can't remember what's the other one, but it's them joints there.
There's even a little borderline. There's a little borderline between the Ukraine that and Russia that's way special. There's about like 12,000 people. Oh no, an army of 12,000. That's I remember that. It's an army of 12,000. That's so crucial to this whole thing. That's why this war is happening.
You know what I like about this, bro? I like that we said tin for a hat, bro. It's all feelings, no facts. You can't hold none of this against me, bro. I can
none.
Say whatever I want.
Anything.
You're just making shit up.
But Google it, bitch.
But no. But on the real, though, this whole Russia... You know what this Russia-Ukraine thing showed me, bro? Like, the funniest thing I've ever seen is people so-called... this is so abhorrent. I don't expect war in the European Union. People with blonde hair and blue eyes bombing each other. It's absolutely inhumane.
But for once, I love it. Nah, I'm sorry. For once, white people get to see exactly how they treat everyone else in the fucking world. For once, y'all get to see the monster that y'all are.
Yes, sir! This nigga's spitting.
Damn, nigga!
No, for real. I'm sorry. It's the blue-eyed monster.
Dang,
it's a germ. No, I'm sorry. It is a germ. It has infected everyone. Huh. And now you motherfuckers, I'm glad that they get to see people of their own kind or people who look like them at least, because they don't think of the Slavic people or the mountain people as white. They don't think of them. They don't consider them white.
True.
That's why they're treating them like this.
Right. Even the way the world is reacting, it's like in a racist way. It's like racism will always be number one. Like, I don't know if this video was like of that time or not, but apparently it was when they were blocking the black people out from fleeing Ukraine and shit. Racism will come above war. When you need to be kind to your fellow civilian, racism will trump war. Racism will
Racism will trump war. Sensational.
Sensational.
It's absolutely huge.
Triple entendre, don't even ask me how. But anyway, You racism will always come before saving lives. And then you realize, as in Europeans, bro, you all can't even do that for each other. Like Kane just said now, we can see that you guys can't even do it for each other. Slavic okay, people, showcase. Yeah, we'll sit and watch y'all the way y'all sat and watched niggas in Palestine, the way y'all sat and watched, I don't know, the other places allegedly.
Yeah, bro.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, bro. Niggas are nuts. Niggas are hugging Ukraine's nutsacks from South Africa. Niggas, you have your own problems, bro.
Bro, we have our own continental problems.
Bro, we have our own problems, bro. Ukraine, I'm not thinking about Ukraine. Bro.
At all, niggas.
Hey, this Uncle Ruckus stuff of loving the struggle of the white man. Bro, I ain't got no time for no Ukraine, nigga. What?
That was some bootlicking niggas. Cool ass niggas.
Hey, bro, it's hey gang. Okay, this is man number one.
He's a freedom fighter.
Hotel.
Comrade.
Oh shit, bro, too sensational, bro. But anyway, we started this joint with Abramovich, bro. Like, to me, that whole situation with Abramovich is just fucked up.
It's going a bit too far now. Like, it started off okay, cool. We knew that they wanted to get him, right?
Yeah.
Now we've been saying for years, we'd say, hey guys, there has been an agenda on Chelsea for this whole time, and like everyone's like, until, bro, even the most latest, the most recent one was the Capital One Cup. Well, no, it's not the Capital One now. What is it called?
The one that you
EFL Cup final.
Oh, yeah.
That final. That offside, that Lukaku call that is offside. They looked for it, and it came in a mess of seconds. They didn't even take their time to even draw the margins. Nothing like, no, it's offside. Simple. That shit was fixed. Easy. Lukaku, but anyway, he was all the way behind.
You know what I think also happened? This is a conspiracy theory, so I'm putting on my tinfoil hat. For that same EFL Cup final, have you ever heard how in the 2018 World Cup Russia, bro, those Russian niggas played like fucking stars, bro. And they never played like that again.
Mm-hmm.
It was Russian doping, bro.
There was. No, that was real.
It was Russian doping, right? And even before the EFL, I'm sure Abramovich gave Kepa something because the tenacity with which he struck that ball from the penalty spots was top notch, bro. All that power. The Russian doping looked clean,
He just had a bit too much. He was supposed to use the energy to save.
Yo, hey.
No, the reason why he blazed it over the bar because he didn't have enough energy. He didn't save it. He didn't save any goals. So then he had to use that energy to kick us.
Yo, dog.
It is what it is. Yo.
He was firing a missile at enemy territory.
Bro, he was a. He started the war.
Sensation.
Guys. Ariza Palaka, my boy.
Ariza Palaka, fana.
Ha ha ha.
But you know what? You know what I hate, and I think it's faulty. It's the double standard. Because when niggas were talking about Palestine a couple years back, they're like, oh, we're keeping politics out of football. When niggas were talking about racism, oh, we're keeping politics out of football. Fucking hell. Just now, bro, Saudi Arabia is doing a whole lot of human rights violations. They're taking Saudi money. But now they're coming for the boy Abramovich. No.
Bro, and this nigga was a realist nigga. Everyone loves telling us that we're part of, or we came from money as supporters. Bro, listen, I started supporting Chelsea in 2009, right after we lost the Champions League to United. I had no reason, I had no right to support Chelsea from there. Just that I saw Drogba in like an advert. I was like, hey, black guy, let me support him. But anyway, from then, bro, this nigga was involved. Like, he feels like he's like one of the managers. Like, he... It felt like he spoke to the managers a lot, which showed that he didn't when he met Tuchel at the fucking Champions League final.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh shit, God, dude, he's never met him. But it's like, he's always involved where when he's there, Mans is happy and everything. When you see other owners there, they're in their box, they're chilling, or they're with their squad, he's chilling by himself. Literally, signature hand on chin,
Uncle Ruckus.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Niggas, Fatu, pattern up, gents, pattern up. This English is horrendous.
When his head was on his chin and his Hublot watch was showing, his Rolly was showing, whatever he was wearing was usually Hublot, I remember. But his shit was showing. That was a signature when he was bored when we were losing. Then man's kiss, bruh, we knew his every reaction to us. He seemed like he was involved. He loved the club. He built and shaped. He's won everything. He's clocked club football. This nigga came less than 20 years ago. How many years is it now? Like 19?
He was in 2000, the takeover in 2003, right?
Yeah, so it's 19 years now.
Yeah.
19 years.
20 years, yo.
Clocked football. Clocked club.
Two Champions Leagues, a club World Cup.
Two Europa leagues.
Bad man leagues. Yeah, bad
cups,
man.
FA Cups, Capital One Cups, Community Shields, One Super Cup, One Club World Cup.
Yeah.
I would say, I'm sitting next to a nigga who won six at once.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Man's got more cups than your mama's kitchen, man.
Sensational.
No, hey, I can't say the same for Tottenham, though. Hey, Tottenham, when you go to their house, you drink from Indish. I go cup.
You drink from Kane's boots. That man dribbles like he dribbles with Timberlands, bro. That guy looks like he's like, his foot is like a block. It's like a fucking cement fucking block, and he's trying to kick the ball, bro. And he gets the shit done. I don't know how.
Nah, bro, you know who has block feet for block, bro, or block for feet? Well, Makwaza.
Makwaza, my feet.
Maguire. Hey, Maguire.
Stevenson.
No.
Fridge.
That's a fridge. It's thin in your face.
Bro, the warranty wasn't even 1 year on that thing, bro.
This nigga, bro, how the fuck do you dummy the ball in the 18 area, in the 18...
Bro, and they're right class, bro. Niggas are on you.
How the fuck do you do that? Right in front of your goal, bro. You don't know what the fuck is behind you. That goal was because of... That was his fault. Literally, clear it up for a corner, bro. It's that simple. That fucking simple. No. Those aren't even the fucking losers, bro. fucking losers are PSG, my nigga.
Bro, bro, can we
hey, Pochettino, Pochettino.
Before we talk about PSG, we need to give a shout to the big man. Big Body Benz, a.k.a. fucking car. Fucking car.
Fucking car.
Fucking car. Yo, bro, top-notch performance. Bro, top-notch. Like, when Lewandowski did the hat-trick, it was a shit show, blah, blah, blah. But a fucking car, bro. I fucking can't fit to. Benzema came there. We saw Marquinhos sitting there in the seat talking shit. He's like, "Get out of my fucking car!" Bah! Back, hat trick. Wapela.
That one was quick, eh?
That bro,
one
was sensational. Quick.
Sensational.
And when Mbappe scored first, I thought it was done. But Benz, bro.
The problem with that was, you see, in the first half, PSG were fucking dominating like a motherfucker. Oh, let's give that
easy,
to them.
Easy.
Messi, Verratti, and Paredes, boy. Or whatever surname.
Yeah, Paredes, yeah, you got it.
That homie, they were playing some diamond around these, diamond tiki taka around these niggas, bro. Diamond tiki taka.
And niggas are so disorganized, Lapani Madrid.
Bro, niggas were in sixes and sevens. Mbappe gave Courtois a warning the first time. He said, hey, the offside bro. Call. He said, hey. He said, hey.
He said, hey.
Hey. But anyway. Anyway, let me.
He does look kind of. He does look
I want to keep that to myself. But anyway, I was like, no, let me just keep it to myself. But anyway, he does.
He
has a shy brush, you get a
brush. Are you shyly brush, boy? You know that nigga wears a durag, boy.
Bro, to sleep.
Yeah.
But anyway.
South African niggas with durags, but anyway, bro.
It's for the waves, my nigga. But yeah. Anyway, so that man gave him a warning, and then second time round, he made sure he buried that shit.
Strong.
They were strong going to the second half. Strong. After that, dismal.
Strong.
Dismal.
Strong.
Ben said, yay. See, Donnarumma, bro. How the bro, fuck?
If I'm Mbappe, bro, I'm vexed. I'm punching up Donnarumma in the dressing room proper, bro. That guy, I felt, would a touch in your own 18 area, bro. The touch fucks you
just
up.
Just settle the fucking ball. This nigga wanted a fucking award over Edouard Mendy. Over Mendy, who has 18 clean sheets and 25 appearances in the Champions League. The fuck you talking about? And has won a Champions League in that period. Fuck is you talking about?
Hey, this is personal.
Fuck is you talking about? That nigga, bruh. This nigga was supposed to be goalkeeper of the motherfucking year everywhere, nigga. Fuck you niggas talking about. This nigga's African.
Yeah, that one rubbed me off the wrong way.
It's from Senegal, my nigga. See, I have I love African players. My favorite soccer player is African Didier Drogba from Cote d'Ivoire. Bro, I love African players. And when they do that shit to African players, fuck those niggas. It just showed. But anyway. That nigga flopped. Ben said, aha.
Bro,
Benz can transform into anyone, bro. That nigga can turn into a poacher. He can turn into a clinical Benz finisher. He can turn into a false nine.
Such a complete striker. And you know, I saw the change because I had a conversation with my homie and I'm like, bro, this is just another one in a long line of bright stars who we thought were going to be something and just turned up to be nothing. Because Asensio to me, bro, for years, I looked at this kid. I'm like, this is something special. And then I saw that game, bro, my man was off. It was only up until they brought in Rodrigo where I was like, no. Now they've got something. But, no, big ups to Madrid, bro. Big ups to Madrid.
Asensio had that sauce, you know what I'm saying? But Madrid,
that sauce.
Bro.
He had that sauce.
Yeah, he had that sauce, but it's like, you can become wasted potential with that sauce, though.
Yeah, bro.
But anyway.
Hey, Alex Russell, bro.
But not to get too far off, bro, Benz came back. What's it? 2-3, like a double. A fucking brace in fucking 2 minutes. And I'm like, bro, I had to get up and get water, bro. And then I hear the TV. I'm like, wait, I needed to drink some water. I need to calm down. Those niggas, bro, I still thought that away goals counted for some weird reason. But I was like, why are they celebrating? Go on, Jay. I was like, oh, it's 2-2. Then suddenly, 3-2. I'm like, the fuck? Well, on aggregate. But 3-1 on the night. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Benz was amazing.
When he was running, see, that's the thing. Like, I think it was, I don't know who it was. I think it was Gary Neville who said, he wasn't necessarily trying to finish like that. He was running. He was running into the space, and then when he met the ball, once he improvisation, outside foot, placed it into the corner, bro. I was like, this is a Rolls Royce, bro. It's a Benz.
It's a fucking car. It's a fucking car, bro. And you know what? As much as I think Lewandowski is the best striker in the world, but anyone who tells me Benz is, I'm not mad at you, bro. I'm not mad at you. This man has been clutch for years, for such.
Yo, he is so clutch.
He's so clutch, Fitz. He fucking car, gashi. He fucking car, gashi. Transmission on top notch. So, bro, shout to Benz. To me, though, PSG. Now let's get to PSG. Bro, I heard man say PSG is the Tottenham Hotspur of the Champions League. And then I was like, hey. Mm. Then I looked at their coach and I'm like, you onto something. You can take the boy out of Spurs, but you can't take the Spurs out of the boy.
Sensational. No, but no, Tuchel had been told us, would say, bruh, you're not just managing the players, you're managing them and their friends and their moms and their dads and their cousins and their they let everyone in on their lives. Bro. So much so that it just overshadows their relationship and the way that they coached and whatever. Because you see, as soon as he moves to Chelsea, wins. Because he was the manager, he was in charge. He was like, try this, niggas tried it, niggas won. We stay winning.
Bro. Since PSG and the Champions League have been so useless and hopeless, bro. And Pochettino really bought the spur into fucking PSG, bro. Like, PSG,
he bought
like,
the S in PSG stands for Spurs.
Bro. Yeah! Listen, PSG was like, PSG were like, we out here, And literally, bro, Pochettino came in and was like, I spur people with a taste for life. Boy, my man was there with a taste for life because he has no taste for trophies, bro. What was that performance? Jesus Christ.
It was trash, though, bro. Yo.
It was absolutely trash.
Nah, second half, they were dismal.
No, listen, you know why I say PSG is trash? Because one thing I've noticed about Madrid have an ability to win no matter how shit they play. That's how you win a Champions League.
Bro, I had the mentality of, when Mbappe scored, I was like, I was walking around the house and I was on my feet and in the lounge and everything. I'm like, you know, Madrid, they will seem like they're down and out, but the Champions League is their competition, bro. It's theirs.
It's their coke. That's why they dressed in white.
Ebo Cristiano was Ebo the...
This is why they dressed in white.
My nigga, that was some diet
white coke.
That's a new one.
But bro, hard, bro, hard.
Pause.
Yeah. We need a pause.
Shit. But hey, guys, did you guys hear about the pregnancy trend?
What pregnancy?
Are you guys gonna contribute?
No, hell no.
Cause isn't when Rihanna got pregnant, and now
everyone is getting.
About Natasha.
Yeah.
Bro, you know that's where you see, bro, how powerful black women are. Especially American black women, in terms of, I'm not going to talk about all American black women because there's been baby mamas out here, nobody did a peg, but when Riri did it, Fats Riri came up with the whole stomach out, bro, and chicks were on that too, bro.
Bruh, chest in stomach out. Ah, she killed that shit, bro.
Hey, Peggy Clay, it would have been,
chest in stomach out, that's what she did, that's what Rihanna did, bro. But nah, bro. You see, I think it was like the pod that we released the day of the pregnancy rumors. I remember
Yo.
The nigga used words he don't really know.
I remember
him say that.
I don't know.
Hey, but anyway. I remember saying that. ASAP Rocky needs to get Rihanna pregnant. I remember saying that right before the news came out.
Fast.
Bro, cause she hit a billy, bro. You'll be good for life. And then here she is, baby bump. And then every chick is like, oh,
I just need some dick.
Then, bro, they just left all the plan B's alone. They're like, you know what's plan A? Let's get this baby.
I don't know. Do people forget this is a whole baby, like a whole human being?
Niggas,
like, I get the trend, fine, okay, cool. But this is a whole human being y'all making.
This is an 18-year trend, bro. This is a 21-year trend. Jesus.
Sensational.
No, guys, I can't.
The B in Birkin stands for baby.
Oh.
Babies are the new Birkins. Oh.
Sensational.
Yo, no.
That one was deep.
That's sensational, bro.
Dude, that was very deep.
Yes, sir! Pause. This nigga's spitting!
Damn, nigga!
Pause.
Deeper than ASAP Rocky's seed in Rihanna, my
friend. Ah.
Sensational.
So deep. So deep.
In too deep. I'm in too deep. Hey, bro.
Too good, bro.
That's what she said.
Work.
Mm. he really did put in that work.
You put in that work.
But that nigga hit. No, straight up, Ray. Can I just commend him? Yo, that boy just hit a 600 million bag.
Y'all
forget that shit right there. Like, if he leave that bitch, she gotta pay him child support.
Bro.
Y'all understand that shit? Y'all don't know that? Y'all didn't know that? If he decides to go.
Nice.
Is that like a real thing?
Yeah, it's like there's like, okay, I'm not gonna.
Wait.
The person who makes more pays the one that makes least.
For spousal, wait.
So you're saying ASAP Rock has a release clause?
Yeah.
Basically.
Shit, 600 mil. I know.
Really.
Too good, bro.
Ivele, he scored. He's the Messi of our generation. He scored. Bro.
Him and Travis, them niggas are smart.
And Travis, didn't Travis do a double? Isn't there another one on the way?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're here. They're the other babies here.
He's definitely getting it.
No, it's actually a hat trick because Travis Scott and ASAP Rocky is the same person.
Oh, shit.
Hat trick. The other one is an away call.
Oh, shit. I think that's proper.
Okay, wait. I'm just asking, please, Twitter. Who's Natasha Tsahana's baby daddy?
I'm just asking. Lodge? You read Lodge?
Well, personally, I don't care.
Yeah, literally, we can't go from Rihanna to this.
I mean, they said we're talking about trends here, miss. And was it the pregnancy trend? I think she's following Moss.
Nah, I don't really care about that. You see, when on Twitter, when the girls were having, like, girls are fighting each other a lot these days. When the girls are just like, oh, they said all the baddies are getting pregnant. And then some girls are like, the baddies? The baddies? I thought a bad bitch was an embodiment. Hey, bro, they went to think pieces on what a bad bitch was. I'm like, hold up. Shit. They're angry. Hold up. Girl on girl violence. Just watch. Hey, yeah, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. There's a sickening amount of think pieces on Twitter now, bro.
Bro.
Ain't nobody wanna hear that shit.
But chicks have even been fighting, bro. They've been fighting each other for like the last 3 weeks, and now the Kim K shit, when she said, work hard, bitch,
get to work, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, dude, that vexed.
Yo, that was
and
like.
And that vexed, girl.
Bro, literally, like, as a nigga, like, it didn't even come across my radar. Like, I saw the video, but I just kept scrolling and everything. Yeah? Think pieces, bro.
I think it's very suppressive and oppressive of this and problematic that Kim said this in the world of this.
I don't know whether I'm toxic or not, but when I heard the video and I was listening to what Kim was saying, I literally was going, until Trevor Noah was like, yeah, but she had luck. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's that. So that's what people were pissed about. But my toxic mind was like, yeah, but she's right. What's wrong with what she said? I literally was going, oh, she's right, though.
Okay, let's just be realistic, though. Like, let's just be super realistic. It's not necessarily the thing of, yeah, in theory, she's right. But I'm not going to let a fucking billionaire tell me that I need to work harder.
Who was born into money.
Their father was worth millions, my nigga.
Let's be real. Kim worked very hard, and Ray J is the evidence. Hey, she worked there, boy.
Bro, we saw it was, you know, the revolution was televised. The revolution was televised.
Sensational.
Not right there.
No.
Sensational.
We saw it for ourselves. She put the work in. Well, even though she didn't do much.
The work in.
Yeah. But she didn't do shit. She just lay there, literally. But anyway.
But the fact that there was, like, till date, there's no sex tape that's outdone Kim K. That's saying something. She hit platinum. That's diamond, bro. That's a diamond.
I want a billion diamond, bro.
He used to make 50k a week off that shit.
Oh shit, dude.
Bro, but anyway, what I'm saying is that people don't want to hear that from Kim. Like, bro, because you popped off a sex tape and you popped off clout and everything, you didn't necessarily. Yes, it was luck that your shit caught on. It wasn't necessarily you worked hard for your shit to catch. Nah, you can't work hard for a sex tape too.
Let's think of it from this frame, bro. Imagine, bro. She's so privileged because imagine watching Kim K's career as an OnlyFans hand, bro. All you're getting is all $5.99 for your tits. But to Kim, she did it once, bro. She got
just
a whole
once,
career.
Only once.
bro.
After that, she covered it up. You'd see glimpses, but then she'd cover it up.
And you on here full spread, bro.
These hoes mad.
They mad.
Yeah. They were all fighting. See, work hard. Yeah, multiple people can work multiple jobs. Bro. Like, I get the
Netflix the is cheap. Netflix is yeah. I can see gal phone less than I do for Netflix, bro. Netflix is out charging you, bro, for your body, bro. Of course you're gonna be mad, bro.
Sensational.
Bro, but it's just like, bro, I just wanna hear from you. I'd rather hear from someone that we saw struggle. That's yeah. just it. It was okay, this is how you overcame it because you resemble me. I'm not trying to get so serious, but you resemble me, you know, you come from a similar background like me. So
yeah.
I'd preferably like to hear from you. Yeah. Like I only started watching soccer because I saw Drogba. I didn't care about all the other white players. Yeah. I knew they existed, but I only started watching because of Drogba. Because he's black.
I deep it.
Oh, it was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, King!
Yeah, King DDA.
I'm going to tweet him, you know what I'm saying?
Tweet the nigga, bro. Tweet the nigga, bro.
Send pause, bitch.
Tweeting someone.
What's gay about tweeting someone? Whoa, that's toxic masculinity, bro. You need to be able to celebrate heroes.
I'm sorry. I celebrate Unuzola 7, guys.
Oh, guy. Like, that thing that happened with Umamkhize and Zola 7, for those of you who don't know, the legend is not doing well in terms of health. Like, to me, that whole thing, like Umamkhize came off to Zola 7 and they were doing videos and whatnot. I don't know what she's doing in the background. I don't know if she's going to help him with legal fees, whatever. But the amount of criticism Umamkhize got to me is just unfounded. Like, in this day and age, you don't win, bro. You
really can't
you don't
win.
Because if she did nothing, honestly, it would be like, oh, there's so many people with money, like Umamkhize, and they're not doing anything.
Honestly.
And if you do something and not post it, people don't think you're doing anything.
Exactly.
And then you do something and post it, people are like, oh, you shouldn't post it. Like, right. You really don't win, bro.
You see, my thing is I look at life from, like, a literal stance or a literal sense, where Umamkhize is literally a loud and boisterous person.
Yep.
She does everything
very loud.
Very big, very loud. In front of the camera. Yes, we're saying celebrate him. So why would you do it in private when we're saying celebrate him? So she's celebrating him and putting him on camera and showcasing him because she got his attention. It's just that simple. She's celebrating him. Yes, she can, bruh. She didn't say she. I don't know if she said anything about it, but she didn't tell us how much she gave him or nothing. No,
bro,
she can do behind the scenes. That's fine. But she is celebrating him, saying, hey, dog. Let your fans see you in this. Let the people that care about you
see you with
this.
Bentley problems. Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's, yeah. To me, that's just whack. That whole thing was whack.
Aye, but maybe we should just take a little dip for a second. I don't know how many. I don't know where it started. Not where it started, but like who it started with. The news of Ricky Rick.
Man.
Passing away.
Man, and I think as a predominantly male podcast, bro, we can't skip mental health things, man.
Bro, Cody Roberts.
Yo.
DJ Dimples.
Dog. Yo.
Patrick Shy,
fam.
Bro. So, NJ, like, these, and the one that we know of that was a mental health issue was, Ricky Rick.
Patrick also.
Oh, yeah.
He committed suicide as well.
Yeah. I remember.
Bro, and it's like, when you deep with, like, the issue of male suicide is so big. And it's like, we can try to unpack it, but we wouldn't even scratch the surface. But to me, immediately off-rip, the thing I think was my daughter asking in, and let's have conversations, bro. Because I think a lot of times just reaching out to your man, just asking your man how he's doing, whatever. And I do get it. Life gets in the way. And you don't click up with your boys, and every time you do, it's just fun times or whatever. But hey, but if it's Yakala, man, bro, life is getting rough. Russia's on us, everything's on us. Check up on your people, man. Check up on your people.
Bro, like, as gents, we should be able to talk to each other. Bro, we can talk to each other about anything else that's stupid. Chicks, money, cars, everything else besides our own personal lives. And it's like, bro, yes, I understand. As men, we know not to trust anyone.
That's the thing, like. But that's another thing that I want us to talk about. What the barriers? Because everybody always tells us, oh, no, you got to talk. Let's be fucking honest for once, guys. Let's be real. You're not going to talk to everyone about your problems. You got to be very picky about who you're talking to. It's got to be someone who's held you down. Someone who doesn't mind talking about their shit as well. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's my two cents. It's going to sound a bit sensational, but When you're talking, don't let it be a chick, please.
Hell no! Don't you ever pillow talk with them hoes, nigga. If I catch you pillow talk, I'm gonna step shit out of you, dumbass nigga.
Don't
this nigga, man.
Bro,
you see, hey, bro.
Is not, because you see, it needs to be a process, bro. Because if you are releasing something that makes you vulnerable, you can't do it with someone who expects you to be their pillar. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, you and this hun are gonna have arguments,
and that bitch gonna use it against you, nigga.
Exactly.
Niggas are projecting.
No. Listen.
Niggas are clearly projecting.
There is a bit of projecting, and I did give a sensational disclaimer. But on the real, obviously, people are different. You're not going to tell people what to do and what not to do. If you feel like you can go to your hun and it's not going to mess up your situation, do so. If you feel like you can go to your pops, do that. If you can feel like you can go to your brother, do that. Whoever it is you feel like you can do that with, do it. Because at the end of the day, the same people who are saying masculinity is A, B, C, D, E, F, and G are going to be the ones that saying, rest in peace, hot eye emojis, blah, 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 to the broski. They're not going to be there for you. So whatever you got to do to get right, do it, gents. Let's be more selfish. Life is not a group project, my friends.
Bruh, we've said this before in that when you need to take care of yourself, you need to ensure that every base has been checked.
Yeah.
Ensure that you're physically good, mentally good. When we say uti men don't show emotion, it doesn't mean uti we must keep things within. Do the work.
Do the work, dude.
You don't have to be loud about your work. Mm. You can do it in your own time.
Mm.
Cause you're not supposed to check in with people. People don't really care, number one, and people don't really matter, or people don't really influence your progress. People won't necessarily take your shit to heart. Because at the end of the day, like Kane said, everyone has their own issues, everyone has problems.
Facts, man.
So we can't expect other people to burden themselves with our business.
Exactly.
So you have to take care of yourself. Ensure that you take care of yourself. And if you see what's a Yazi, I feel certain in this way. Yes, I know it's motherfucking difficult for us to trust a lot of people.
Facts.
But find someone, like even if it's a professional, I'm not too sure about how much a therapist or a psychiatrist costs.
That's always been a matter of contention with South Africans, and you know. But the thing is, to just accentuate your point, bro, is that you don't have to ask permission to be doing work that will make you a better person in the end. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to ask permission for that at all. In any way, shape,
or form. Hey, yo, my nigga, let me just give you some real game real quick, you know what I'm saying? Niggas been talking all that real shit. The only bitch you could ever talk to is a prostitute, my nigga. Huh. That bitch will listen to you, my nigga, and she gonna give you some good-ass advice.
Huh.
That's the only hoe you allowed to talk to, my nigga.
Huh.
Please.
Huh.
Like, that's the only hoe you gonna talk to. If it ain't your mama, don't talk to that girl. Like, you don't know that woman.
Hey, this is too sensational.
She needs to be a prostitute.
Next thing, niggas are running up long bills there, but so wait.
My nigga, it's way better doing that than running up a fucking bill and you know that you there's a chance you could get pussy. Here you got pussy and you got some good advice. My nigga.
Hey, bro.
I'm gonna give it to myself. Fuck that shit, nigga.
Hey, bro, Kane.
Where's this even coming from?
Where's
this? Some real nigga shit!
Hey, this nigga,
bro, I'm like so confused.
Did
like,
did we secure a Butterworth fucking
sponsorship? Like,
did
I don't
we secure
understand
a sponsorship, bro?
I'm sorry. Hold up.
Thanks, there, dog.
Hold up. Can I just be honest?
Niggas use words.
The nigga will use words. He don't really know.
No, but on the real, I think to wrap it up. Obviously, on this podcast, bro, we sensational. It's the most sensational podcast in the world.
Sensational.
On the real, gents, the one thing I want to leave you with is that, you know what? Emotions and feelings, all of them, every single emotion you feel is a perfect part of the human experience. You're not human, or you're not inhuman, or in any less of anything for crying or doing anything you got to do. It's a matter of what follows after it. What follows after it? If you're going to weep in public and then that's it, then obviously that's where the problem's going to be. If you're going to be sad and down bad and going to make some really shitty decisions off of it, obviously that's where the problem's going to be. Experiencing the emotion is perfectly normal. But what do you do with that emotion? You know what I'm saying?
That's very true, bro.
That's it. Channel your shit. You know what
and
I'm
also
saying?
Like, bruh, speak to your homies. As a Majita, bruh, we need to also like stick together.
Sure.
And this thing of, hey, bro, we're only sticking together when there's alcohol and meat and you know, brand chicks and weed. Nah, dog. We need to do better for ourselves. Because you can clearly see, I won't continue, but you can clearly see. So we need to get our shit together. We need to get our shit together, and it only starts with us.
And you know what's another thing, bro? I think it's kind of corny that the men them need to stop doing, like, the chat of blaming women when you're going through your own mental health.
Bruh.
That one for me is just, I never understand that one.
Bruh, like, personally, I've never blamed a chick until I sat down and started thinking back, okay, where did this come from? And then I thought, oh, okay, sure, it might have come from. But I've always thought it was me, and I didn't necessarily try to project.
Yeah, you know,
niggas love projecting.
Niggas love projecting. That's a lack of accountability, because you can't be talking about Uguba Indoda being a man and all of that, but also you want to give blame and whatever to other people. No.
You should always be angry at yourself for thinking that, why would I even let myself do that when that bitch said that? That's what you should be thinking, my nigga. You'll get through all that shit, my nigga. And if everything else fails and the prostitute doesn't want to listen to you, just go try religion, my nigga. Just pray, dog. Just pray.
Ha. Ha. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Ha.
Inshallah, I see 100.
But yeah, let's do the work.
And yo, bro, like, just on a quick thing, I don't want to be like a person who listens to music and I don't want to say, hey, bro, Ricky Rick and Poison Bucks ran high school. Ever when we were in high school, everything I do, they want to do. Aye, bro, we were going crazy in high school, bro. Everyone is poison. Everyone. When I never got in, so
how about now, babe?
R.I.P. to a legend, bro. We were late to it, but no, better late than never. And to me, that one breaks me, because it's like, when you see someone with that much potential who was making that many strides, it's like, what did we just lose? And we didn't even
unselfish.
See the full...
Unselfish.
Bro, we didn't see the full project of that, bro. And it's unfortunate. And to me, it's like, for most gents, we have this idea, Uguti, if by 30, bro, is it doesn't Uguti, I fucked up and I need to end it, bro. 30, but as a young gent, bro, it's still pre-season, bro. You can score all the goals you want, but it doesn't count until the season starts. 30 to 35, see, a early season, man. This is where you get in your stride, you know what I'm saying? So, gents, let's not give up before the game even starts. Don't give up your crown before you even get coronated, you know what I'm saying?
You sure? Bruh, it's not over until it's the end. If it's not the end, it's not over.
There we go. Oh, lovely. Lovely.
Sensational.
So sensational, bro.
But yeah, rest in peace, DJ Dimples. Rest in peace, Ricky Rick. Rest in peace, Cooley Roberts. And
rest in peace, Patrick Shah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll keep forgetting that name.
No, because it was like early Jan.
It is early, yeah. Patrick Shah is my favorite.
But anyway, let's get sensational again. Let's not get sad, gents.
Let's not get sad,
gents. I want to hand out this week's Simple of the Week.
Yo, go on, G.
I want to hand out this week's Simple of the Week to your rights, myself. Remember, gents, like maybe an episode or two ago, I said, I know when I try this Valentine's shit, I'm going to play Valentine's this year. That just ended up in me losing my longest serving soldier. You know my soldier. Social, I'm a roster.
Bro, you're James Milner. You can play in any position.
Bro, my motherfucking Totti, Francesco Totti.
Club legend.
I've known this person since I was fucking 13, I think. I've known her since I was 13.
I lost
my main hoe, guys. Do you know how much that hurts when you're a hoe kid and she got cuffed on top of this? Bro, like, I had to mourn, bro. I wore black that week to work. I had to mourn. Bro, because it's like, whenever I'm like, I'm just chilling, I just say, hey, you want to do this? She's like, okay. And then, you know, boom, simple.
No, man.
Oh, my gosh, bro. You know how difficult it is to lose a hoe?
Bro.
When you lose a hoe, bro, sometimes...
Yeah.
Bro, I was listening to music. I was listening to Solange. I tried it.
Why did you?
I had to listen to music inside, bro. I lost my main hole. Like, this person knows, bro. She knows your rap sheet. Your main hole knows your rap sheet.
True.
She's the mother hen.
She's the one who's accepted your body count, everything. Bro.
She knows the
not
whole
only
rap sheet.
Does she accept it? She's the one where there's a new player in. She introduces her to the dressing room and tells her how things work. Captain.
Totti.
Dog. Hey.
bro. So
I take it with pride.
Bro. Let's baptize me. Can you please join me and baptize me? Pause.
Join Pepsi. Yo. Cut.
I know.
He said he was gay. So what?
Hey, boy.
You see, okay, this year we're not baptizing. This year, we're crowning.
There we go.
Simple a week.
There we go. Cut the baptism. Because, hey, join me in baptizing me. Ha.
Pause.
No.
My head's
simple. God damn. Simple. Niggas be out here simple. God damn. Simple. Niggas be out here simple. God damn.
Simple.
Bro, simple the week.
Simple the week.
Clean.
Oh, bro, that shit, like, I actually said, and I told my new hoe about it. I'm like,
it's your name! Hey, bro! Thank you! Hey, bro!
Sensational.
Hey, bro! Hey,
bro! Umugile! Yes!
Bro. I was just telling my new hoe about it. I'm like, bro, how could I lose my longest serving soldier? You know, you've now been relegated. I mean, you've now been promoted. Sorry, you've now been promoted.
How new is this one?
No. My new hoe has also been she's actually a 10-year vet. 10 years this year.
10-year vet.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
She got leveled up.
She's earning stars. She got leveled
up. This is game, dog. This is game for this is some ism for the man. How are you keeping these ones for 10?
What did we say? You must return, Baba.
So it's one of those ones where she's not consistently. She's in, and then maybe a couple months, and then she'll come back.
Even years.
Because before, at the beginning of our relationship, it was more so of a, you know, once in a while thing. You see what I'm saying? Club World Cup. You know what I'm saying? It was a Club World Cup.
Sensational.
Super Cup.
You know what I'm saying? Just once in a while, yeah, bro.
Right.
In the last few, especially when the pandemic started, it became a frequent thing of, okay, Champions League again. You know, it's only for the best. You know what I'm saying? So we got to a level of comfortability where I can now just tell her, oh, okay, sure, such and such and such happened. Yo, she's like, ah, damn, dog, I know you'd be good, dog.
She didn't say dog. She said, baba.
She literally just ignored me and said, when are you going to pull up?
Sensational.
She doesn't want to talk. She wants to sort the problem out.
Literally, I remember clearly. She just said, nah, dog. She was like, oh, snap, that's crazy. Then, like, we already spoke previously about what about me pulling up and shit, and she's like, okay, but then when are you gonna pull up though? I'm like, alright then, let's get to business. That's what it is.
She wants to drain you of your problems, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you trained her well.
Oh, great, man. Sensational.
Bro, it's just that simple. Like, but it is what it is. So sometimes a minor setback for major comeback.
Comeback.
Are we dropping them today?
Aye, boy, I know. This is a comeback, dog. We have to give the niggas this, bro. We've been out for a minute, bro. Niggas have been living life, bro.
A hot ass minute.
You're a hot ass minute. That's a long ass minute. This is the I'll call you back minute. Hi.
This is I'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, yo, man. Hi, gents. We need a Patreon, gents. We've been saying this, bro. We can't be giving this shit away for free. This is too sensational. Dem nan dem, Jay.
Bro, the way we flew through our topics, like, we had so many, bro.
And we flew through them. I haven't even been keeping track, bro. You see, bro, that's when the really wind. Sensational. When the wind is even doing a thing.
Hey, I'm not close, eh?
Hey, they're happy with what we're doing. We're spitting real shit. Ism.
They understand. Aye, but guys, did you hear everyone's crush in 2012 got divorced?
Who?
Mini Jamin.
Return soldier.
Take that thing back.
Not an injury, but then the streets don't need her no more.
Yeah, we really don't need her.
Our brush is retired. Come on, bro. That's like seeing someone.
We coach Luana, man. Baba Lamneno type now.
Yeah.
You saw her rubbing up with who's that rich ass nigga for He's a fashion designer, but she was rubbing up with some like this rich ass nigga, bro. Oh, y'all niggas know these niggas, bro.
I don't know, bro.
All I have to tell you is that yesterday's price is not today's price.
Sensational.
You niggas are ridiculous.
I understand that you only go up. Why would you double back? Why would you moonwalk? You're not Michael Jackson. You only go up. Come on, man.
She's already conquered the States because that nigga was from the States. She's done, boy.
Bro, I don't think she's done. I don't know, bro.
She's still in her 20s? No?
Maybe 30s.
No way. She's in her 20s. No way.
Maybe 30s, bro.
Bro, this was like a SABC 1 veteran. Come on. Can't talk like that.
I'm not vets.
She's a vet, bro.
She's a vet, bro.
She SABC was on TV. 1, though. She was.
She came around the same time as Pearl Tusi.
Bro, she was around in World Cup times, bro.
Before that.
She was around World Cup times, bro.
Yeah, she was with Ronaldinho.
Bro, she was around World Cup times, bro. In 2010, bruv. Nah. That's a vet, bro. Bro, she's been in the game, bro.
Damn, I didn't think of... No. I don't think she was there since... I think she was there since 2014.
No, listen.
2014 World Cup, but then no, listen. Umini Dlamini was not there when Ntlentsema were running the game in 2011.
She was. Nah, you fucking around, my boy.
No, listen. It was Ntlentsema and Ubonang, and then thereafter, Umini Dlamini came in 2012.
Umini Dlamini started popping right after fucking grade 12. After Ntlentsema High, we started seeing her in. What was that magazine? Kickoff.
Kickoff
was way before 24. No!
2012.
Kickoff was way before that.
Bro.
Kickoff, we used to get it in grade 7. Before that, even grade 4. Grade 4, we used to get Kickoff.
No, Kickoff will always exist, bro. But I'm just saying, it was 2012.
It was definitely
2012.
But it was between 2010 and 2012. Because she wasn't
there. She wasn't there the 2010 World Cup. Definitely not. No. Oh, no, Ntlentsema was still running Twitter at the time.
What happened to that one?
She used to run the tours, bro. Like she started tours, I guess.
Hey,
I think she started Black Twitter.
She did actually.
Did she?
Yes, she is.
Bro, that's when I used to have. That's when Twitter was just She's Twitter, and everyone was there to just go crazy on each other, and jokes were flying like it was nothing.
I know, bro. Hey, the Twitter police.
And now the 2Ks came and cleaned it up.
Hey, Twitter's not.
There's nothing I hate more than PC culture, bro. Yo.
Bro, PC.
You can tell.
Ha, bro, no.
You won't bleep that.
That's too flagrant, bro. For Patreon, bro.
She's a Vuzu merchant, bro. Vuzu merchant.
When is Vuzu going? That was like 2012.
That's also
SAPC1 live amp. What was it called before? It wasn't even called live. It was called live.
Yeah.
That's way before that, bro.
Them times, bro. She's been in the game for time, dude. This one.
Long time, dude.
Vuzu merchants.
Vuzu merchants, hard, bro. She actually popped in the Vuzu generation, though. She was around the time.
There's a 2010 right there. Live. Wait. While studying at the university, was a presenter for live on 16 June
2010. Oh, your niggas are right.
Exactly.
We know.
Oh, shit.
We know.
Oh.
It was
the World Cup.
Been following her.
No, cause bro, I remember when I jumped in high school, bro. I remember, bro, talking about that like, hey, this guy. And that was when her and Boyce were still going neck and neck, bro.
Beyonce and Rihanna, guys. They all had those mini who's the best girl.
Remember that there was also the times of what's this girl, bro? The Asian one. Lala.
Hiriam.
Yes. No. You see, that's a Vuzu Meshenti.
Meshenti. And that was still the time where Abo Thomas Gumede and stuff was killing the game. I'm going to keep and all them things.
Running with the reps.
Running with the reps.
Yes.
guys.
No, guys. I'm just realizing that this makes us old as shit.
We are really old.
Yeah.
This young nigga sitting here like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about?
What are you talking about?
Vuzu Amp, Vuzu Live. No. Guys, remember Vixens?
Bro,
remember, yeah. I watch that shit at night.
What was that show with Mome, Stilo Makolite, that nigga who used to design?
Oh, I see it.
Cotton what? They used to always like, it was weird.
It was Candy Cartel, something like that.
Cream Cartel. Those were the, those were the original screws. I'm telling y'all.
2012
original screws.
Tumblr, only God can judge me.
YOLO.
Bro.
YOLO, boy. YOLO.
Realize.
Dude. Yo, guys, yo.
Remember that keep calm, what trend.
Keep calm,
Keep calm, it's my birthday.
Keep calm,
now it's if you're reading this, it's my birthday.
That's my guy, yeah.
We're 25, bro. We're a quarter century.
Shit.
5 years away from 30.
No, quarter century is 50, isn't it?
No, quarter century is 25. What are your maths, nigga? What's 100 divided by 4?
So I was right. No, I was right.
Umdala, so question.
I forgot it.
Ish.
Yeah. Wow.
This is a bit of a mindfuck, but I'll let it be. The average person lives for plus minus 900 months. Mm-hmm. We've probably been through 300 already.
I'm trying to do the math, but get high. Don't you understand? I don't know what's going on. Wait, the 900 months we've been through.
No, we haven't been through 900 months. That's an entire.
No, out of 900 months, we've been through 300.
Months, yeah, so we probably have like 600 months left on this planet. That's if we hit 70s. That's into your 70s. 900 months is into your 70s and 80s. Think deeper. It's not that long, hey?
What's 12 times 25?
12 times 25. Bro, who's got the maths?
This guy.
Actually, let me
12 times 25.
Bro, fuck humans, bro. No one's Asian in here. No one's Asian in here.
12 times 25.
It's 300.
12 months.
300.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm 300, Brizo.
Yeah.
I just hit 300.
So sunny, bitches love Sosa. Falling in love.
You only some bruh.
This nigga's math is ahead of his time. Shit.
I told you 300. When I said 300, bruh. What do you think I was saying?
This nigga's ahead of his time.
Niggas are Spartans in this bitch.
Oh, we 300 in this bitch.
Oh,
how
shit.
In this bitch?
Okay.
See, and what's 75 times 12? 900.
Okay.
So we've already hit a third of this
okay.
shit. We've already hit the third of this shit, dog.
My
we do this two more times over.
Ah, you need to play that 300. Who?
Producer.
Aye, Sparta. It starts with the S, nigga.
There's no Sparta.
Are you?
Who?
Yeah, here we'll put it in. Yeah. Pause.
Gay.
Oi. It's getting too sensational now.
Like this.
Too sensational. Niggas, do you have anything else on your mind?
Nah, bruh, I know. We went crazy.
We went crazy.
All through,
and
no breaks.
We just came back,
dog.
We went crazy. We went to Caracas.
Hey, bro.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Tell him. Bro, but
hey, I'm gonna collect tag at the end.
I really felt, but gents, we back, man. We back. We wanna apologize to all the mandem for leaving you high and dry. We can see how badly you're doing without us, bro. You niggas are messing up in the game hard, you know. So to help your mental health, we're back, gents. I know, Guti, a dose of mansplain, dog, goes a long way, bruv. Goes a long way, too long, bro. You see the sensationalism. Once it hits your blood, it's a kiki, and then life increases. Life gets better. More life.
It's a piano song.
Fire. Dog, but anyway, man, we're back in this bitch, man. And as always, man, you know what this is. You know what this was. And you know what it's always going to be. This is the Let Me Mansplain podcast where
everything
goes just as long as you can mansplain it. Once again, it was yours truly, Mr. Bavaria in your area.
Wesley Sniper.
Kane.
And this was, this is, and this always will be world's most sensational podcast. Once again, the Let Me Mansplain podcast where everything.
Ustakile.
Uklichile.
Niggas, don't do this. Niggas, don't do this. I was feeling it, though. I had to do it twice.
Oh, man.
Bro, it's not about who did it first. It's about to do it right. Everybody, like, preach. You know what I'm saying? Dog, I was feeling it. But, bro, this is the most sensational podcast in the world where everything, I mean, everything goes just as long as you can mansplain it. We out. Beautiful. Sensational. We out.
We gone.
Love, man.